back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle in for Hugh today. Buzz behind the glass. Well, Chauncey Garner-Johnson will certainly tell you things. He'll tell you a lot of things if you ask him. We got to hit this article here. All your phone calls to the Phillies. Are you ready to take the interim tag off of Don Mattingly? I am. Kyle is not, nor is Buzz. Nor a lot of our callers and I mean, you guys just don't want to reward performance here like I do. But that's okay. We'll get back to that. Your phone calls. Plus, we have a pair of tickets to give away to the HBCU Swingman Classic. Your go-to Hugh Douglas moment. Could be on the field, radio host, actor, your favorite Hugh Douglas moment. Best answer we get today will win these tickets. But there was a story, Kyle, that dropped this, I guess it was Friday into the weekend.
Yeah.
Long profile, Chauncey Garner-Johnson, now on the Buffalo Bills, and he's been on a million teams now. You know, obviously last year ended with Chicago, started in Houston, ended up on the Ravens for a couple weeks. We know his career. He's a really good player and a productive player, and it seems like wherever he goes, they win, and then he leaves, and they don't win quite as much. That's been the story of his career from the Saints to the Eagles, Lions, etc.
How convenient.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, convenient or not. So the headline is, why C.J. Garner-Johnson keeps changing teams? And why he thinks the NFL gets him wrong. So there's a lot of wild quotes in here, a lot of stuff that's very CJGJ-ish, including his alter egos that he goes by here. What's the one of them? Do something?
CD Deuce.
CD Deuce. Sorry, whatever that
is. He's had that for a while, though.
I know. But this one, he seems to be going with. So anyway, so he's talking about all these things in his career and how teams get him wrong and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
So this is the quote, though, and this is the line from the story that got everyone. And I'm wondering, does this guy have a point here, or is it just time for it to fully shut up? So part of the article, and there's very little in here about the Eagles, but one part specifically about the Eagles, and I'm read directly from the article. Garner-Johnson seems to take glee in what he considers a dismantling of Philadelphia's championship squad. The Eagles on June 1st traded star receiver A.J. Brown to the New England Patriots. Garner-Johnson also chided them for losing free agent safety Reed Blankenship to the Texans as a roundabout replacement for himself. And here's the quote from CJGJ. Quote, Saquon, I hope you're happy, Garner-Johnson said. You see that band's getting broken up. Kyle, shut up, or does the guy have a point?
Well, shut up, first of all. I don't know who he thinks he is, to be completely honest
with
you.
Well, that's a fair framing of it.
He has been on 7 different teams since 2021. Like, you know, there's an adage out there, Joe. You walk around all day, and if you think everybody that you meet is a bleephole, it's time to look in the mirror.
Yeah, it might
be probably the bleephole.
Yeah, and that's probably this.
And that's probably C.J. Garner-Johnson. Is he a good player? Sure. I don't know if he's as good as he thinks he is. I know he's had interceptions, but those are sort of, you know, those can be kind of lucky, not to diminish what he's done. I just don't know. Like, clearly Vic Fangio didn't think he was good enough to warrant the headache. And clearly about 5-6 other teams agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
including the Eagles twice.
Right. He was on, let's say he went from the Eagles to Houston, and like Houston got rid of him in the middle of the season. Like, something is weird about this dude.
And that's D'Amico Ryans,
and
a great defensive coach.
That's D'Amico Ryans and Vic Fangio, two great defensive coordinators, two great defensive minds, who clearly think that it's better for the team as a defensive unit if he's not there. So no matter how good of a player he is or he thinks he is, he's not that guy. He's not that guy. And while I agree with you with the Saquon thing, probably didn't need to happen. It was an unnecessary move. I'm sure Saquon is happy. When he says, Saquon, I hope you're happy. Well, Saquon's a Super Bowl champion,
probably.
And then he just got his contract. And for you and Mekhi Becton, who I saw like the CJ tweet or whatever it was.
Like I think this quote was put out there on social, and Mekhi liked the quote I just read.
Where's Mekhi right now?
Well,
and what was Mekhi without the Eagles? What was CJ without the Eagles? If we're being honest, CJ says everywhere he goes that he's won. They only ever won a Super Bowl in Philly.
Well, that's true. He did have, I mean, he's been on a lot of good teams that have gone deep in the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, but the Eagles are the best one.
That's cute for him.
Yeah.
But, like, we made him.
So here's what I'll say. I think CJGJ is full of himself. I think he is not as great of a player as he thinks he is. I think all those things. I agree with you. And there is a reason that he's been on this many teams. And he'll probably play really well for Buffalo, and they'll probably win a lot of games with him. And then a year from now, he'll be on a different team because they'll be tired of his antics. I agree with all that. But in this particular, sometimes I think when there's people that people don't love and they say things, we just kind of wave it away because he's nonsense.
Yeah.
But he's probably right on this. I remember when the Eagles gave Saquon that money, I remember saying it was unnecessary, and it did cost them other players. Now, like, would they have brought CJGJ back even if they didn't sign Saquon? I don't know specifically. But you think back to a year and a half ago when the Super Bowl ended and they won. And they let Josh Sweat go. And they let Milton Williams go. And they let CJGJ go. They let a lot of good players go. And while in the same time frame, they handed Saquon $36 million more. They didn't have to do that. Yeah. So I think what we're dealing with here is Pat Riley had this phrase all those years ago when he was with the Lakers, the disease of me.
Yeah.
That after you win, it's hard to keep winning because everyone thinks of themselves.
Yeah.
And I think in this case, everyone's thinking of themselves. Like CJ's thinking of himself. That's why they got rid of me. And in Saquon's case, I mean, I'm not here to tell him turn down $36 million, but that extension was a me thing. He just got paid the year before by the Eagles. He was under contract. And I know we don't talk much about Saquon compared to the way we talk about Jalen, money-wise. The contract for Saquon might be aging really badly. The second one, right?
Yep.
Not the original contract the Eagles gave him was amazing, 2,000 yards. The next one, though, he didn't play great last season. He didn't run well. We will see what he does this year. As much as I want to say shut up CJGJ, he's not wrong.
But
they didn't have to give CJ that money. Saquon that money.
Saquon's not going to be the only one that's getting money that could have gone to CJ Gardner-Johnson, though. And Howie Roseman has spoken about this before. This is sort of a natural arc of a winning team. Like, you go to the Super Bowl, teams start to want your players, and you can't afford them all, and they all become more individually expensive just because of what they were a part of. I mean, think about it. We have this conversation all the time. Jalen Hurts going to be up for contract. Jalen Carter up for contract. Mm-hmm. They just paid Jordan Davis, Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Like, I understand Saquon's the easy target because that was the same offseason.
And it felt a little unnecessary.
And it does feel unnecessary. I totally agree. But I just feel like he's an easy target for CJ to go after when there's a lot of different reasons that CJ Gardner-Johnson's here. And it's not just because they paid Saquon. He probably was out of here anyway.
Probably.
I think he was just annoying.
And I think the timing maybe made him feel like it was, because right when free agency started, they let all those guys go and then paid Saquon, you know, $40 extra million. And so, like, I kind of get it from a personal perspective.
Yeah.
Like, if you're sitting there and you're in his shoes, actually, we have a clip of him talking about how he found out he was no longer going to be an Eagle. And this is right around the time that Saquon got an extra little bump in salary. Really was a thank you to Saquon. That's all that was. That was a thank you, Saquon. Here's $40 million for running us to the Super Bowl. Here's CJGJ. It's kind of like a round table with some people he's with hanging out, and he kind of explains how he found out he'd no longer be an Eagle. Here's what I wonder. You mentioned the Becton thing. Now, CJ's the only one spouting off, right? Like, this is what he does. I wonder if those other guys felt that. Like, that off, like, Josh Sweat, for example.
Yeah.
Josh Sweat isn't a mercenary. He was an Eagle, drafted as an Eagle in 2018, helped them get to multiple Super Bowls. The first one in 22, I thought Sweat might have been their best defensive player a lot of that year. I mean, Reddick got a lot of credit, but Sweat was awesome. I wonder how he felt. Like, I was drafted here. I helped you guys get to two Super Bowls, and it was never even a thought they were going to bring Josh Sweat back. So, like, I if I'm him, I know CJ's the one speaking here, but if I'm Sweat, I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't even consider bringing me back, but you paid Saquon more money. That was unnecessary. I wonder if that feeling's in that locker room.
You know what? I'm sure it is. But you know what? Those guys, all the people who shared that, they might be out of here now, and it might be better for the team that way.
They might be. But I think moving forward, we have ourselves something we have to keep an eye on. I think Howie's got something he's got to like walk on a fine line with.
Yeah.
This is one thing. A year from now, and you mentioned it, we could have Jalen Hurts paid $60 million a year.
Right.
So it will not surprise me if a year from now or a year and a half from now, if they bring back Jalen, if they give him a new contract the way most of our listeners, Kyle, want them to do, there's going to be three or four players that are not back because of that.
Yeah.
And then
we're going to be looking at the Saquon contract, I think, again.
We're going to be looking at all these and say, you paid these guys this and let these guys go. It shows how good of a team they had in 24 that these are becoming issues now, but it's an issue.
Yeah, but can he also get out of here with Mr. Magnanimous, I was going to take a pay cut so we can get the whole team back together. What do you think you're the quarterback or you're Jalen Brunson? You're CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Wherever he goes, they win. You didn't read the
goodness,
article?
No,
you
like,
saw it?
That's the most annoying
Saints,
thing, too.
Saints, Eagles, Lions, Eagles.
We're acting like he went to the
Bears.
These are winning franchises. We're
not
acting
the Bears
like,
so much.
Well,
yeah.
But I think the Bears turnaround was marked by Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson. We're acting like he went to the Raiders or the Browns or something, and all of a sudden they started winning. Can we stop? He was lucky to be here.
So there are a few more wild quotes in this thing. He talked about how why teams don't keep him. And he said, I'm a firecracker, but let's take the body of work. Never legally been in trouble, never physically harmed a person, but I haven't been a captain ever in my life. They say you got to lead the right way. My definition of leading is winning.
Huh.
There's a lot of captains in this league, and I want this to come out. That's just for jersey sales. I can show you 3-4 captains right now that I wouldn't get behind. Why would I get behind anybody that doesn't believe in himself? I play for plenty of false captains, but I got to fake it. Like, that's my leader? I'll lead by my actions on the field that C don't make me. Because when somebody comes up to me on the sideline and says, we need to play for you, that's let me know everything I need to know. I need more of his quotes. Not shut up. I need more.
I need you to read more of his quotes.
I love his quotes. So here's one more I love. Quote, when I win Walter Payton Man of the Year, I'm going to thank everyone who doubted me.
Man.
That's everybody until now. People already think I'm going to get cut from Buffalo. That's kind of what we said. We're doubting him.
Walter Payton Man of the Year? I mean, this man is delusional about who he is. A team captain? You think you're so misunderstood that every single team that you've ever been to, they just don't see it.
Yeah.
But you do.
When's the last time you heard someone talk smack about trying to win Walter Payton Man of the Year? Usually those guys are so humble.
He's 1-1.
That no one is arrogant enough to try. Like, you talk smack about your play on the field, not winning the best person award.
No, I kind of like that. Yeah, screw you guys. I'm the Walter Payton Man of the Year. All right, last one. It ends with this. Quote, I'm going to win the next 2 out of 3 Super Bowls. How? Look where they placed me at. Look who's my quarterback. If I got a bleeping fighting chance, it's over with. He's in Buffalo now, so he's talking about Josh Allen.
Oh, he does have a fighting chance.
Well, he does. He's also played with some good quarterbacks. Yeah. Jalen, Caleb.
Joe, he's dragging those teams to win.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
he's the reason.
He dragged Drew Brees when he first got in the league.
He's guaranteeing a ring, and he's guaranteeing charity work.
And Walter Payton.
That'd be quite a year.
Community service and a Super Bowl.
All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, CJ, GJ, shut up, or does he have a point? Buzz, what are you thinking on this?
I'm with you in that I find him entertaining, but like in reality, he should shut up.
Yeah, no.
Like if he knows what's best for him, he probably should.
But does he
stop
have a point
talking
on the Saquon thing? They did not have to pay Saquon extra money.
They did not have to pay Saquon extra money. That does not mean that C.J. Gardner-Johnson would have been back if they didn't pay him extra money. Like clearly, this guy is a problem, and that's why the Eagles didn't retain him twice.
Right.
It's why none of those other teams retained him. So I'm with you that they should not have given Saquon a gift. It probably wasn't good business. It felt like a thank you card. But that does not mean he should have been brought back.
I agree with that. The Becton thing that Kyle brought up makes me wonder if the other guys thought that too. Like, they let a lot of guys go from that Super Bowl team. I mean, they did. Now, some of them probably they planned for, and it was kind of just the cycle of things, but I don't know. I wonder who else could have come back if Saquon didn't get extra money.
The Saquon thing feels like an easy excuse for him to not face the writing on the wall or look himself in the mirror.
Are you saying this guy's not self-aware?
I think it's pretty clear that he's not.
All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call's on this. CJ, GJ, shut up, or does he have a point here on this? And the Phillies at Don Manley, should they take the interim tag off here? Plus, we have a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic, Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m., Citizens Bank Park. Give us your go-to Hugh Douglas moment. Now, Buzz, did you have a go-to Hugh moment?
I do. So I think my favorite of all the Hugh Douglases, one of my favorite versions is Singing Hugh, and I always think of this particular one.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble. Oh, I blew that word.
Now,
so Stott recently stopped using this as his walk-up song.
Because of Hugh.
Probably.
Because of Hugh. That was during the 23 NLCS,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
And then the Phillies blew the series right after that, if I recall correctly.
Are we blaming Hugh?
He should run it back, but that version. Should start walking.
Well, there's
version.
Too many children
I can't
in the
hear that song in public at the ballpark as of very recently, wherever, without thinking of Hugh singing.
Did he ruin it for you?
He did. Yeah, he really did.
Now,
he ruins a lot of songs.
Did he do that on his own, or we put him up to it?
We had him do karaoke.
Oh.
And we printed him the lyrics.
Right.
And he blew it.
Yeah, so that's
as we expected. But we set him up for failure.
Okay. Yeah. Because sometimes when you have a return song, he'll just start singing.
Yes.
I mean, that happens a lot on the show.
A lot.
But that one we put him up to. All right. So
one day we'll get him to sing the Rebecca Black song. That's my goal.
Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one. That's going to take some time. We'll keep fighting that one. All right. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream, I can't say teams like no. Dream team, how y'all doing?
Well, what's up, pal?
All right, listen, I just want to say this about, our baseball team. Man, listen, right now, they're playing like a great team, man. And like I said, what they was missing, they got now. They got the brains and the heart back, right? And like I said, man, this manager is managing this team, man. That's what they was missing. Listen, they keep asking, is this team great? They've been great for the last 4 years, just managed wrong to me. That's what we're seeing right now, man. I mean, I know people may laugh at me and say this, but if you look at the type of team that we had and kept together, yes, they always been contenders. They just wasn't managed right. And now they're being managed right, we see the difference. So listen, man, get on the bus. Stop waiting, because guess what? I said it's now or never season, and guess what? They playing like it's now season, baby. I don't care what anybody say. That's what they playing like. They coming back off of, you know, being down and everything. Man, listen, this team is resurrected now, man.
Tell them, Will.
And it took a new GM, it took a new manager to actually get these guys playing the way that they've been capable of playing. And now he's bringing the heart and the not giving up spirit out of them. And like I said, man, that spirit is resonating through the whole team. Everybody is stepping up, man. And that's what we wanted to see. Everybody been crying, oh, the bats, the bats. The bats is winning. It's not the pitcher, it's the bats. So the bats going to keep winning, baby. That's what we've been waiting to see. It's just like Jalen said, this is what you wanted to see. Now we're showing it. And it's going to continue from here until the end of the season. And we watch it down Broad Street.
That's right. So you're ready to take the interim tag off, right, Will? We're taking that interim tag off?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Take it off, baby. We want to keep this guy. We ain't like the Eagles, man. Keep going from, coach and manager to manager, OC to OC. Come on, baby. We need this guy. He's bringing the spirit. He's bringing the spark back to Philly. And guess what? We love him. Let's keep it going, baby.
See, Will gets it. Will gets it.
I don't not love him. I sense a lot of us are being feeling a little fat and happy.
You're keeping him at arm's length.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Hold on. Hold up.
All right. Okay,
so
my
Baby Who moment is him cooking the bacon on the air.
Oh, so Will, that's a really good one. Now, Will, we appreciate it. All right, so Will's in the mix for the ticket here. Favorite Hugh Douglas moment on or off the air? Could be playing career or on the air. Of course, when he cooked the bacon down in Atlanta when he was at 92.9 The Game down there. It's one of our favorite ones because it really showed us who Hugh was before we knew Hugh Douglas.
Well, so I remember he had told us the story, or he told us that he got in trouble for cooking bacon on the air in Atlanta. And I guess in my head, I'm like, oh, you know, like maybe somebody heard it. Like you must have been listening pretty hard and like they heard it. And then somebody told the boss. And then I was like, you know, we should track down that audio. We reached out to their old producer down there, and when he sent me the audio, I was like stunned at how loud it was, like how obvious it was that this man was like. It felt like he set up a microphone right next to the skillet and just started frying. Like it was intentional.
I think that might be what he did. I mean, it's so funny.
So loud.
Hugh doesn't realize the power of the microphone. I mean, often in here, he'll yawn while I'm doing a read, right? He'll play with the fidget toy.
Yep.
But this takes the cake. I mean, this is. Look,
do we have? I think that
we have.
Okay.
Yeah. If or when Hugh Douglas goes into the Radio Hall of Fame, I think this should be part of the introduction speech. Here it is. When Hugh was down in Atlanta, and this was during the pandemic, so he's doing the show from home, which a lot of people did at that time. So Hugh at home on the air, listen to how it sounded. My favorite part is the Hugh damn Douglas. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
You know what? I felt myself. And his producer there, I go, you know, just take your time. Like, we're on the air. I have to do that with him all the time.
Yeah.
It's like when somebody, so just for instance, if somebody were to walk by the studio and wave at us, not only would Hugh, like, wave back, he'd be like, hey, hi.
Well, that's the worst when we're down at Citizens Bank Park for the games, because it's like a fishbowl, right?
Yes.
Like people are walking on the concourse, and they're banging on the glass to say hi to Hugh and get an autograph, and he's interacting with them. It's like, you know, people can hear us.
I felt myself and his producer there. I'm like, hey, you know what? No problem.
Yeah.
It's all good. Just do you.
I actually like the lack of any sort of urgency to stop. He's like, let me turn this last piece of bacon and then we'll get back to the show. as if we're not live on the air.
He could not have cared less.
It's such a good piece.
We're not going to half cook the bacon. You got to finish what you started.
Well, I guess to be fair, Buzz, he's already caused a problem. He might as well finish his bacon, because otherwise, why create two problems?
The two exactly right. Out of the two.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, that's a good one. All right, we'll see if anyone could top it. Your favorite Hugh Douglas? No, the Hugh Douglas moments could be on the field. He was a great football player at one point, or they could be his radio career or anything. Your go-to Hugh Douglas moment. Best answer today gets a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic coming up Friday, July 10th at Citizens Bank Park as part of All-Star Weekend Experience. All right, coming up on the other side, your phone calls on the Phillies. Don Mattingly, would you take the interim tag off? I'm ready to do it. Kyle and Buzz say no, not yet. And the CJGJ thing, saying hope Saquon is happy as the Eagles have lost a lot of players, obviously from the Super Bowl team a couple years ago after they gave Saquon that raise after they won. Shut up, or does he have a point? Where do you come down on CJGJ? On the other side, your phone calls on all this. And we have to get into a kind of under-the-radar story that could affect the Phillies in a significant way coming up in a few years here, how they build their team. We'll get to that next. 215-592-9494 for a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. We have